He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. So did you find what you're looking for? That's the pretty standard question that you'll get at the store as you check out, or maybe as you wander around. So have you found what you're looking for? But have you ever been asked that question here? What are you looking for? Have you found it? Well, on a day where we hear about a man, Jesus, who was not where he was supposed to be, but was everywhere they didn't expect, what better day to ask those of you who came looking for him, and those of you who didn't? Did you find what you're looking for? But it's not just enough to know what you're looking for. You also need to have at least some idea of where to look. I tell you what, in the time that I spend wandering around the grocery store looking for tomato paste or Worcestershire sauce, I could just make my own. Well, imagine what's going through the mind of Mary Magdalene. What's going through the mind of John and Simon Peter? Well, if I'm going to find Jesus, I might as well go look in the tomb, because he's dead. And that's where we put him. Where else would you look? And yet, he bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. Astounded, because he thought he knew where to look to find Jesus. But he wasn't there. You know, I still can't get over all the places that I find Jesus here in this cathedral parish. And it's not always where I look. Since coming here right before Lent started, I look for him in a book, and I find him in the bright smile of a child leaving Mass. I look for him in a homily, and I find him in the hospital. You know, I figure, surely he's with the person who has everything, and yet I always find him with the person who has nothing. I look for Jesus wherever I think he should be, and he keeps finding me wherever I am. Perhaps it's not so important that you know where Jesus is. The tomb was empty, after all. What's important is that you're willing to look. Now, sometimes just going to the store can be tiring enough. You know, people will say to me, "Father, I go to the store and I run into these people I know, and they all want to talk to me, and they're looking at what I'm buying." And you think so? You should try shopping with a priest sometime. Well, maybe you've had that experience where by the time you finish walking through the store, you decide that you really don't need what you were looking for, after all. Well, ironically, that's what the apostles ran into. People who started out looking for a savior, but decided that Jesus and his church wasn't where they were going to find it. They told the apostles, "You can keep your baptism, you can keep your Eucharist. Well, there are many people in our world, and let's be honest, maybe some here this morning who are not really sure that they need Jesus and his church after all. Maybe when you were younger, you thought you did. Your mom still thinks you do. But some are not so sure. At the very least, though, let's not go without asking the question, who then is this Jesus? Did he really live? Did he really die? Did he really rise? And why would so many people over 2,000 years choose to believe in someone who was homeless, single, unemployed, and usually unpopular? Well, some will point to history, and some will point to archaeology or science. Others will point to the Bible or the saints or some personal conversion or relationship that no one else can understand. But ultimately, however they may be convinced or convicted, one must choose to believe. St. Thomas Aquinas is credited with saying, "To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible." So have you found what you're looking for? Whether it's in one of those aisles or one of these aisles, it might depend on where we look and whether we look. But don't bother looking in the tomb. The tomb is empty. Look around. I promise you'll find him.